Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
A city known for peace, order, and an underbelly of horror. In the 1970s and 1980s, a wave of young men vanished. Some were found dead, their bodies mutilated, drugged, violated. And at the center of the darkness was a man with a soft voice, a respectable job, and a name that echoed in whispers. Bevan Spencer von Einem, convicted of one brutal murder, suspected in many more, and forever tied to what would become one of the most disturbing criminal sagas in Australian history. This isn't just the story of a killer. This is the story of conspiracy, silence, and a city too polite to look beneath its own skin. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, Adelaide's Hidden Fear, a City of Secrets. The 1970s in Adelaide were deceptively quiet, but beneath the calm, something sinister stirred. Teenage boys began disappearing, vanishing without a trace. Some were later found dumped in remote areas, naked, sedated, and sexually assaulted. These weren't isolated events. They followed a pattern. Young males, often hitchhiking or alone at night. Targeted, taken, and discarded like trash. For years, the murders remained unsolved. Police had no suspects, no leads, only a growing sense that a predator or a group of them was operating in the shadows. The media would later refer to them as the family murders. And one name would rise from the darkness. Bevan Spencer von Einem, a quiet man with dark desires. Bevan's early life. Born in 1945, von Einem grew up in Adelaide. He studied engineering, worked as a public servant, and lived in a modest home. He came across as reserved, polite, clean. But those who knew him well described something else, a coldness, an obsession with control, and a fascination with young boys. He was known to hang around public toilets, parks, and youth clubs, often offering rides or money. Behind his respectable veneer was a man with disturbing fantasies, which in time would manifest into brutal reality. And in 1983, that reality finally surfaced. The murder of Richard Kelvin, a city shattered. On June 5, 1983, 15-year-old Richard Kelvin, the son of a prominent news anchor, disappeared while walking home in North Adelaide. For 5 long weeks, his parents searched. The media followed every lead. The entire city watched, horrified. Then, on July 24th, his body was found in a ditch near the Adelaide foothills. Richard had been drugged with hypnotics and sedatives, kept alive for weeks, sexually assaulted repeatedly, and finally murdered. The level of planning, of cold, methodical cruelty. shook the public. But it would be the forensic evidence that finally pointed to a suspect. Fibers found on Richard's body were traced back to von Einem's home, car, and clothing. He was arrested on November 3, 1983. The respectable man with the mild voice had been unmasked. Trial, conviction, and the Shadow Network. Von Einem stood trial in 1984 for the murder of Richard Kelvin. The evidence was overwhelming, matching fibers from his carpet, sheets, and clothing. Witnesses who saw him with Richard. A disturbing interest in medical texts detailing drug use and pain thresholds. He was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment. But Richard's murder was only the beginning. Soon, investigators began linking von Einem to four other unsolved murders of young men. Alan Barnes, Mark Langley, Peter Stogneff, Neil Muir. Each case involved drugging, torture, sexual assault, and organized disposal of the bodies. But von Einem was never charged with those crimes. Why? Because authorities believed he didn't act alone.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
The Family Murders, a ring of horror. Police theorized that von Einem was part of a clandestine network of wealthy, influential men, dubbed the Family, who shared victims' drugs and secrets. Rumors swirled of snuff films, elite parties with boys drugged and used, and powerful figures who protected each other. Though von Einem denied involvement, several witnesses came forward claiming he boasted about killings, described injecting boys with hypnotics, and even admitted he liked them young and scared. Despite years of investigation, no one else was convicted. And von Einem? He remains in prison, maintaining his innocence. Yet his name lingers like a poison in Adelaide's history. Legacy of silence and scars. To this day, the family murders remain largely unresolved. Five victims officially tied to the case. One conviction. Dozens of unanswered questions. In 2022, von Einem applied for parole and was denied. The families of his victims still live in torment. The community still whispers of what was never revealed. Forensic advances continue to offer hope, but justice has remained elusive. Bevan Spencer von Einem is now in his late 70s. He will likely die in prison. But his crimes, and the crimes of those who may have helped him, are far from buried. He didn't hunt in the dark. He didn't chase or strangle. He lured. He drugged. He waited. Bevan Spencer von Einem was a monster in a collared shirt, a predator in a quiet suburb, a man who turned science, power, and silence into weapons, and perhaps most chilling of all, he may not have been alone. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters, because sometimes monsters have friends.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.